Hello, folks. Welcome to the broadcast. John Saxbury here at Revival Now. I want to talk to you today about what is your frequency? What are you tuned into? What frequency are you tuned into? What kind of frequency are you connected to? I want to start off with my scripture. You go with me to the book of Luke, chapter 4. I know I've been hitting on Luke chapter 4 a lot. I mean, you can't hit on it enough. There's so much revelation that I've gotten out of this, just this one chapter of the Bible. It's mind-blowing. One thing you got to talk about Jesus, want to be frequent when you talk about frequencies, he was always tuned into heaven. This whole earthly ministry, the whole time he was on earth, he was tuned into heaven nonstop. And it's what we gotta be. And I'm gonna get more into this message. And he taught in their synagogues, being glorified of all. He came to Nazareth, where this is starting Luke chapter 4 verse 16, where he had been brought up. And his custom was that he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day, and stood up to read. And then number 17 says, and where it was delivered unto him the book of prophet Isaiah. And when he had opened the book, he had found the place where it was written. Verse 18, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach the deliverance of the captives, and recovery of the sight of the blind, and set liberty to them that are bruised, and to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. Basically, he's demonstrating what frequency to be tuned into at this particular point. And again, to the minister, he closed the book and handed it to the minister and sat down in that seat. There was a chair there. It was for the Messiah only. That the Messiah, that they were, the coming Messiah was to sit in, and he hands the book to the minister, and he gives, and all eyes were fastened upon him. And in verse 21, he began to say, this day the scripture fulfilled in your ears. That means this is what you become tuned into. Tune into me. You need your healing, you need your deliverance, you need your miracles, you need your signs and wonders. You got to tune into me. You got to be tuned into the Holy Spirit. You got to tune into the presence of God. A lot of Christians are not even tuned in. They're disconnected. It's kind of like the CB radio. How many of you know what this is? The good old CB radio. I mean, this thing can get out a lot. How this thing works is that the amperage increases, and it excites the crystals in here, which sends the signal out through the antenna, out the coax and out the antenna. And it shoots the signal like a lightning bolt to wherever this next CB or may be. I mean, there's even times when, I don't know if you remember what the skip was, but it's still out there to this day. People still use these things. Everybody heard of the skip, where the skip start rolling? Where when you got a real humid day out, where it increased the signal because the humidity made more contact, and you can send it, you can talk halfway around the world without a lanyard. I mean, this baby, my CB handles Reverend on the Run. Yes, I'm a CB junkie. I love the CB radio. I still love it to this day. It's fun to turn on and just listen to it. I love the old squelch that they have in the background. I mean, just recently they just heard radio sounds coming from heaven, come from space. A lot of and the thing about this is that when you're broadcast, whatever you broadcast out, it never dies. It goes up into the air and it can hit planets and what have you. There've been ham radio operators that've been dead for years, and their offspring has a ham radio station. And next thing you know, they hear their dead relative coming in over the radio. It still happens. I mean, you could still turn it into the old propaganda, the old Cuban propaganda back in the early 50s. You can still tune into that. It's still out there. It's been long. Their stations are long gone, but they're still out there because of that frequency. that frequency is still interactive, it's still alive. That's where our frequency has to be tuned into heaven, where it's constant communication with heaven. Without that frequency, we cannot communicate. You're unable to communicate. I mean, they have a little light on here, right here. It says QTR. It's got a RQTR. Means radio quit receiving and transceiving. When that light goes on, you cannot key this mic. You key this mic, it will burn this radio up because it's sitting there taking that amperage and just frying them crystals. You can't just sit there and key up on it and it drives in the SWRs and standard wave readings. You always have to go by this here. This little meter here. If you ever wondered what that is on a CB radio or any type of radio equipment, that's a standard wave rating meter. That tells your frequency, what you're getting out at, how many pounds you're coming out, what your modulation is. You say, how about your modulation? How about a radio check? What am I hitting you at? You hit me about a 9-pounder, hit me about a 7-pounder. Depending on the distance, you get a stronger signal. And on this, I mean, the thing about it is, a lot of Christians nowadays, which is sad, the sad thing is a lot of Christians, I'm going to move this up for me so I can demonstrate this. A lot of Christians are like this. They're disconnected. No power coming in, and then some of them have the power coming in, but there's nothing going out. They're not even, they're basically like this, too. No mic. No getting in contact with anybody. They're just sitting there wasting away. God never called us to be this. God called us all to preach. This is what most Christians are like on Sunday mornings. They're disconnected from their relatives or family members. They're speaking into it, but they're all alone. They just kind of don't have this connected. They're just kind of keeping it in for themselves, whatever they're taking in. And it's not going into anything. Did not produce a frequency. I mean, you got ham radios that operate off the atmosphere. There's so many ways of communications. There's a guy that used to be, I don't know if anybody from St. Louis here, in the St. Louis area here, ever remembers Jasper's Radio Museum that was up on Cherokee Street. That man could take a radio and tune it into a broadcast around the world on a shortwave. He was so good on a shortwave. He was just like he could to the finest tee. You can hear it coming loud and clear, like they were standing next to you. I mean, this is what God's wanting. He wants to be able to be heard like he's standing next to you, because he is. But people have lost their communication. Jesus was always in communication with the Father and the Holy Spirit, under the power of the Holy Spirit. I mean, this is what the Bible is about. I mean, that's why Jesus came to earth, so he can make that connection, so he can create that frequency that we can communicate with him on. And then when he died and went up into the heavens, he ascended into heaven, and he's got that to create that communication with us. He had to send somebody. He had to send one that was great, that came to do the works of him. There's coming one that's coming to do the works greater, and it covers the entire earth. That's the Holy Spirit, folks. Stop being disconnected to the Holy Spirit. This is not the day or the hour to be disconnected from the things of God. Too many Christians are so disconnected, they have no power going into them. But if some of them have power going in, they're just receiving the power, but they're not boosting it out to other people so that all else can hear. This is not keep it for yourself. This is not me, myself, me, my four, no more. This is about reaching the world, being connected, plugging this in, getting plugged in to this. I don't have all of it here. I'm not going to plug my antenna or nothing. I'm not going to turn it on in here, because it would burn it up from being in this basement. It would not, the signal wouldn't be able to get out. And anyway, our communications with the Holy Spirit. Basically what Jesus saying is, I'm bringing communication between you, me and my Father, so that you can be healed, so you can be delivered, so you can be set free. I mean, we've got too many Christians out there nowadays. You just wonder, what are they thinking? wonder what's going through their mind. They're just so shut off from the things of heaven. Oh, well, I just don't understand that. A lot of people make up that stupid excuse. Well, I just don't understand it. It just doesn't make any sense. It's not logic to me. It's not about what makes sense. The Bible simply says the just shall live by faith. And their faith is that frequency signal that connects us to heaven. Basically, what a CB radio is when that connection, when that frequency signal goes out, it's like a lightning bolt that goes through the air. On the very humid days before it storms, you can key up on a CB radio, and you can see a slight little lightning bolt going to the air and going over to the next CB radio that goes by it. It's the neatest thing. I mean, there's times when a CB radio, if you got a lean, what's called a lanyard, which back in the day was a big no-no. They're legal now because they really don't monitor it anymore. You had a lanyard on there, it boosts your sound, the signal. And with a lanyard, you could sit there, if you have a lanyard hooked up to this, depending on the wattage, you can turn that on and you can key the mic and you can hold a fluorescent light bulb next to it and it would light up. It's the neatest thing ever. I mean, the same thing with a ham radio app. Ham radio is more high amplitude modulation. That's the higher end of from a CB. CB is a citizen band. This is a lower band, basically. This is a low amplitude. You're using a low amplitude modulation. On a ham radio, you're using higher amplitude, and you can use the Earth's atmosphere. You can use whatever's around you to boost your signal off. And it's the neatest thing ever. A lot of Christians aren't boosting their signal. They don't even have the power going into them. You got to get connected to the power. Jesus saying in this scripture, you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost comes upon you. You go with me in Acts chapter 1 verse 38. I mean 1 verse 8, sorry, not 38. There's no such thing. 1 verse 8. Go to the right scripture if I can get through this. About your the frequency is the thing is with your frequency. Your frequency comes through prayer, comes through fasting, it comes through worship. Your frequency, your connection with the Holy Ghost is where it's at. It's making that connection with heaven. And by that, you're tapping into the Holy Spirit. And it's plainly written here. On verse 7, he said unto them, it is not known for the times or the season which the Father has put in his own words. In verse 1, in chapter 1. But you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost comes upon you. And you shall be witnesses unto me in Jerusalem, in all of Judea, Samaria, and the uttermost parts of the earth. What he's saying is, if you press into the thing, into my spirit, I'm going to create a frequency between me and you where you can communicate straight to me. You can communicate straight to the throne room of heaven. The Bible talks about he shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. It talks about the baptism of the Holy Spirit. That's at creating the new frequency between you and God. Being able to be connected as one with God in His presence. Before it would only require certain men to go into that Ark of the Covenant, that Holy of Holies in the temple. Sorry, I'm stuttering. But they would go in there only a priest would go in there, and the only priest would sit there with the lamb's blood and spatter lamb's blood all over the mercy seat. A lot of times they made a connection with the presence of God, and they were killed. They had to tie a rope around their leg and then have it coming out underneath the veil. So sometimes if they fall over dead, they would be able to drag them out. But now we have that communication. Jesus came to establish that frequency with us. He came to pour out everything he is so he can sit from the throne room and create a clear signal to us. We've got those clear out our signal. We're tuned. A lot of people are tuned into the wrong stations. This is where you tune in your station. This here's the tuning into the station. It determines the channel you're on, or you can kick that on for an emergency, like the old truckers used to do. They used to have an emergency channel 9. That's basically our call to heaven. We need prayer. We kick that baby on. We're in tune to heaven. And the squelch is to bring clarity. They take out the scratchiness. We just barely tap it on it where the squelch is out, but you can hear the people clearly. You got your SWR, the standard wave reading calibration. That way you can fine-tune your signal. Got your RF gain. That's your radio frequency signal. That it increases your signal to boost your signal to get it out. And here's your fine-tuning. To fine-tune the thing and then just bring it in and to bring that thing, baby, right where you need it. I mean, this is an intricate piece of equipment. A lot of kids play on it. I did too. I got yelled at. I mean, everybody who had a parents had a CB radio. If your parents had a CB radio, I guarantee you, you were getting yelled at a lot for being on it. You were getting a lot of trouble for playing with this thing. I know I did. My grandma used to yell at me, call me up, and next thing you know, I hear that phone ringing. What are you doing on her? What do you think you're doing? Blah, 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 blah. I'm receiving hellfire and brimstone, you know, especially from grandma, the wrath of grandma. Anyway, after the book of Acts, after the 12 disciples and all who's witnessed Jesus resurrect from the dead, they gathered up and then they came. And there was 120. Eventually, this thing started to grow to 120 people that were pressing in and hungering for the things of God because they knew what Jesus had said to them. And then here comes the day of Pentecost. That's when they made the connection with God. That's when they got their frequency. It came in like it was on the day of Pentecost and it fully come and they were all with one accord. It means they were all in agreement. They were all praising and worshiping Him and pressing into the things all that heaven has for them. There came a sound from heaven as a mighty rushing wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared to them cloven tongues of fire, and it sat upon each of them, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. That means they were able to plug this baby in. And they were having that connection with heaven. They were keying in. Hey, Breaker 1-9, how about you, Lord Jesus? You got a copy? Copy that, Roger, Roger. That's when they made the connection. Then He poured everything He had out on them and put it into us. And we carry that signal, that frequency in us. That frequency's in us. It's all around us. It's how we connect with heaven. We've got to get back to our connection with heaven. Too many pastors out there are sitting there disconnected. No nothing to connect the signal with. No power to go into it. Or their fuse is blown because something bad happened and it discouraged them from ministry. It's time to get back connected with the frequency of heaven. That frequency is what we need. It's through our prayer. Through our supplication, through our fasting, through our communion, through our praise and worship. It's that energemata, that energy of the Lord that surges in us, that it surges in that power. When you hook that the Holy Ghost, the linear from heaven, and it gives it a boost and it hits us out of nowhere when we're in the middle of our dire straits, when we're down and out and that signal hits us, and it changes our life and turns our life around. We've got to come back to where we were as a church, where we're connected to the Holy Ghost. We've got to be connected to the Holy Ghost. It cannot operate a church without the presence of God. You've got to be in that frequency. You cannot preach the gospel no more without being connected to the frequency of heaven. And that frequency from heaven is the Holy Ghost. He is our frequency. He's the one that sends that up to the throne room. Where are the radio stations? Say it after me. God created me to be a Holy Ghost radio station, to where I could sit and I could communicate with the throne of heaven, so I could preach the gospel and connect other people to heaven and put the power to them to where they can communicate one-on-one with the Father. They can communicate one-on-one with the Son and the Holy Ghost. That connection we need. We've got to get back to this place, church, where we're in full frequency, where that thing's hitting at a 9-pounder and it's blasting the heavens. And it's coming back, it's the same. I mean, we've gotten out of track. We've got pastors out doing their own things, disconnected from the things of God. I mean, the things of the Holy Spirit. Thinking it's the work of God when it's really not. Man-made programs, man-made plans will always falter. But the things of God shall remain eternal. We've got to know what our call signal is. People lost sight of a call signal. There's the call signal number on this thing right here. I can't read it anymore. Anyway, back then you used to have a call signal for this. But that's so he can identify you, your identity. What's your identity? What's your call signal? Is it in the things that you're doing with your career? Is it the things you do with ministry? Is it the things you're doing career-wise with your kids? Your things are not, it's not even what you own. Your frequency is who you are in Christ. Your call signal is who you are in Christ. And that call signal is WBORNIAGIAN. W, born again. That's our call signal. That's how we get our call signal, by being born again. Our call signal is from heaven. We got to be connected back into the presence of God. This disconnected Christianity cannot hold water anymore. You cannot be disconnected and still serve God. You can't have the best of both worlds. It was described to me in an acronym. S-I-N, sitting in neutral. Sitting in neutral, sitting with no frequency. When you don't have a frequency with heaven, you're going to have a frequency from hell, from the devil. And that frequency ain't going to be good. Because that frequency is going to lead you into a lot of things that's going to make your life miserable. You're going to key up on that mic and have wrong communication. Too many people having wrong communication. Because when you're actually calling for help and you're on the wrong signal, you're basically doing this. You're basically talking like this. Disconnected. Ain't getting nothing out. There's no base connected to. You're not connected to a base station. You're not connected to a radio. You're not connected to any source of the power. You're just kind of like out there on your own. Floating out there. And eventually you're just going to go falter, and there's not going to be nothing left. God never intended for us to live like that. God never intended for us to be disconnected. He intended for man to have that frequency with God, that communication with man. He intended us to be in that communication with God and man, and being able to communicate back and forth constantly. I mean, this stuff's in the Bible. I mean, we've gotten into a culture where everybody's brain is basically numb to the things of communication. I mean, there's people that don't know how to communicate anymore. Bosses that don't know how to communicate to their employees. Pastors that don't know how to communicate to their congregants. Worship leaders that don't know how to communicate to heaven. I mean, it's serious. This is a serious issue. We've got to get our frequency back. Be get that frequency on and get it plugged in. That way we could have that full charge of communication and that full charge of radio for activity. You know that our brain is actually a radio station, basically. If you study into it, the human brain works just like a radio. It's always communicating back and forth, sending signals back and forth, developing signals, boosting those signals out at certain times, telling what part of the body to do whatever. Go like this. Go like this, everybody. Just do that for like 5 minutes. You know that your brain just sent out that 500 million signals like that, just to do that little action. Your brain's a radio. God created us to be radio stations. Our nervous system, it's nothing but a radio state, radio waves. It's worked off radio waves. Same thing as what works on this CB radio. No different. God created us to be in communication with Him. Every bit of our beings to be in communication with Him and to be connected into the heavens. We've got to get back connected. This disconnected Christianity can no longer hold water. You're either fully connected or you're not. That's just the way it goes. I mean, people don't want to go to church, stay in one church. They're floating from this church to that church to that church to this church to this church to that church to this church to that church to that church to that. I mean, they're all over the place. Because why? Because they don't want to get connected. They're searching for a signal. They're like going through this thing and just constantly going like that. That's basically what you're doing when you're surfing churches. You're just kind of not staying in one spot and letting that signal build. You're just kind of like going to the next thing, go 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 to the next thing. And these people, I'm going to say this right now. There's people that are addicted. Well, I received a word of prophecy there, and I got to go down to this church there and receive a word of prophecy. And I'm going to go down to that church neighbor, they gave me a word of prophecy the other day, and I received that. You're really not, when they're really not receiving. All they're called up to do, all they're be doing is being called up front so they can be in the center of attention. So they want to be up in the center of attention. I'm just telling the truth. A lot of times that's what's happening. I mean, the Holy Spirit's not some parrot, chatterbox parrot up in heaven. Constantly, what? Let's say the Lord, say it, the Lord, this and that, not that. I mean, they think it almost becomes annoying when you hear them all the time. Oh, I received a word of prophecy here. I'm going to go over there. They got some guy over there that's going to give out words of prophecy. I'm thinking, what? You know what I'm going to do for fun? I'd like for Pastor Josh to just call me, just give me a spot this one Sunday. And the only thing I do is say, well, instead of preaching, I'm going to give you all a word of knowledge, a word of prophecy. And all at once, a word of prophecy needs to come forward. And as they come forward, they'll all be standing there at the altar. And I'm going to say, okay, now go home and read your Bible. And come back and tell me what it means. And pray and fast and seek the face of God. That's your word of prophecy. That's your word of knowledge. Now go on. You're dismissed. I mean, it's gotten out of hand. This not communicate, they're out of sorts. They're not even in communication with the Holy Spirit when they're doing this stuff. If you're in communication with the Holy Spirit, you don't need a word of prophecy or you don't need a word of knowledge. You don't need all this prophetic talk over you. You know. If you're in communication with this bad boy, you know who you're talking to. You know who you're talking to. You're in communication. See, this is all hooked up. How about you, Lord Jesus? You got a copy on the Reverend on the Run? Yeah, I got a problem down here on Earth. I need you to come talk. I need you to figure this one out. It's beyond me, and I know you can handle it. All right, 10-4, good buddy. Get what I'm saying? You get what I'm saying? be in communication with the Holy Spirit. You don't need to have a word. You'll know what God has to say to you. You'll know because you're talking to him yourself. Just like when to be on the CB radio. If the Lord Jesus would be talking to you, would know who he was. If you heard my voice coming through there, you would know who I am. You know without a shadow of a doubt that you're talking to John Saxbury, the Reverend on the Run. If you're communicating with me. We've got to get back in communication. That's the reason why people are running around seeking a word of knowledge. It's because they don't have proper communication with the God. They don't have any proper communication with Jesus or the Holy Spirit. They're the fullness of each other. They know. They know everything about you. They know what's going on. And if you know what's going on and you're connected to them, why would you need a word of prophecy or a word of knowledge? If you know what they got you called to do, then just get out and do it. You don't need some fancy word. You don't need people calling you up, calling you forward, Megan, praying you around. Get out there and do the work. Just like this broadcast. I didn't need somebody praying me around. I just got up and did the work one day. And started it and turned the key and didn't look back. I'm going into my third year into this thing. So get back with the program. Get connected to the frequency of God. Get connected with your frequency like Jesus was. And he said he was pour out the Holy Spirit. They connect. The 120 on the day of Pentecost, they got that clear. They got that signal loud and clear. We hear you loud and clear. We hear you loud and clear from the throne room, God, Lord Jesus. We hear your angels singing in the background. It's that simple. Get connected with the things of God. Get connected with the things of God. It's that simple. We've got to get back plugged in and stop living disconnected. I can't say it enough. This has been awesome. This has been a great time. This has been a great broadcast. This is one of the best messages I've preached in a long time. This here will save your life. This message here. Share it with everybody. Get on there and share this thing up one side and down the other. Share this podcast. If you're your way to listen by way of podcast, I just want to say hello to everyone down in the Kiwi Islands, all through Australia, Europe, the southern tip of Africa. South America, all of Europe and Eurocast, Puerto Rico, the folks on MSNBC, Stitcher, Breaker, TuneIn, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Podcasts, Radio Public, Bot Radio, Bot Public, and all the others I can't think of my head. I just want to say thank you all for listening to this broadcast. Thank you all for tuning in. I just want to say I love you guys. Love everybody out there worldwide. You're in my prayers. And to all the people on Facebook Live, I want to say God bless you. Get connected with the frequency. Get your frequency tuned in properly. Start fine-tuning your frequency, trying to figure out what things that need to be gone out of your life. Amen. Well, I'm going to be getting going here. This is a production of Saxbury International Revival Ministries. For more information, contact me at revivalist, R-E-V-I-V-A-L-S-T, at Gmail, JFS3, R-E-V-I-V-A-L-I-S-T, JFS3, at gmail.com. God bless you and have a great day in the Lord. I'll see you tomorrow.